Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We'll go blitzing around the Beltway at noon. The teams in town you care the most about. Rich Gannon, who's a color commentator for CBS NFL broadcasts, joins the show at 12:30. Charles Davis, maybe our favorite NFL guest. He and Boomer Esiason might be in a two-way tie. Maybe it's a three-way tie with Matt Bowen. I don't know. Charles Davis, 1:30 on Grant and Danny. So a couple of awesome guests that Brendan booked for us in the last half of the show. Blitz 13 minutes out. Right now we're taking your calls at 800-636-1067. Hadid Carpet Cleaning listener lines open. Why not more Josh Doctson? I'm saying the coaches just have their priorities aligned in a way that doesn't allow him to get on the field, and they need to recalibrate. Danny's leaving open the possibility that they're calling the shots correctly, and he's just not that good. Let's go to line number one, where Robert Henson joins us, former Redskin linebacker, drafted in the sixth round out of TCU. What's up, Robert? How you doing, man?
What's up, man?
I'm doing well, man. Thanks for taking my call. I've been listening to you guys' show a lot. I always listen, man.
Appreciate that, dude.
Appreciate you, dude. We miss you.
Oh, yeah, man. The Redskins are doing pretty good, but I wanted to talk about Josh Doctson, you know, not seeing the field more. Just from a few players that I've talked to and that I still hang around, it seems to be kind of a faction between Kirk Cousins and Terrell Pryor, and there's almost this pressure to make it work. Obviously, these guys are close off the field, too, and I think that factors into it a lot. They just like want to force feed Pryor. I know you guys probably thought I'd call and say this was a conspiracy against TCU players, but
so let me ask you this though. So basically, you keep up with a lot of the guys, and the point is, you know, relationships matter. That Terrell and Kirk are close. They obviously worked out, spent so much time together this offseason that they're trying to, in some way, those two guys kind of make this work. But also the team. Remember, I mean, you were a sixth-round pick. You may not have gotten as many opportunities as a first-round pick. They spent $6 million on Terrell Pryor this offseason. So I guess I kind of get it from the team's perspective in that way.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you invest that kind of money in a guy, it's supposed to work out. And look, Terrell Pryor has all the measurables that you look for in a receiver. And we know Gruden Love obviously drafted A.J. Green. Terrell Pryor's tall. He's fast. Has a bit of the drops. But when he catches the ball, he can be electric. So I just think that there's this perception that Terrell was supposed to be the guy. Him and Kirk have this relationship. And also one thing I want to factor in, too, when you're going through game plan, you are the coordinator talks to whoever, let's say it's the middle linebacker or on defense or the safeties, or he talks to the quarterback on the offensive side of the ball and says to him, you know, what 20 plays do you like? What are your favorite plays in this week's game plan? And more than likely, they're going to call those plays a lot to that guy. So Kirk has some input in this, too. Let's not forget that.
Interesting. That's a great point.
Great call.
Thank you, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate you chiming in, dude. That was really cool. Robert Henson, former Redskin, gave us a shout there. Just wanted to chime in on that. Here's the thing that I wonder, too, in addition to the other perspective that he can kind of offer, Grant, which I think is a good one, is there something wherein you would kind of go, Josh Doctson not just needs to prove it in practice or whatever, but I keep wondering where the breakdown is along there. Is he bad in the film room, for example? Is he not paying attention? Is there, you know what I mean? Is there
all possible?
What
it
the
really
heck
is.
Could this be? Because again, you and I both, I guess we're in agreement. I guess I'm only offering that there's another possibility. There's some sort of breakdown where he's just not featured and he's behind Ryan Grant in terms of snaps. And I can't fathom why that would be. So I'm just looking for an explanation, I guess.
Yeah, I get it. And I'm going to do the Danny Rue bit where I say I'm going to keep saying what I'm saying. All those things are possible. None of that matters to me. I don't care about how he is in the film room at this point. I don't care about how he is on the practice field. I need him to play more. I need to see for myself. Is he legit or not? Is he a stud or not? Because he's made plays when he's been on the field. If he had dropped that throw against the Raiders, Okay. Now, if he had dropped the throw in the red zone this past week, fine. If he hadn't made the catch of the year by a Redskins wide receiver on a critical must-have drive in the fourth quarter against the Chiefs to go get points to take the lead, maybe the conversation's different today. But he has made those plays. I need to see him more. I just care about players playing. And the fact is, we talked about this with DeSean Jackson all the time, his practice habits and things like that. The reason I'm not a DeSean Jackson guy has less to do with all the stuff during the week and more to do with the fact that if it's not coming to him, he may not run his route properly. Or he's certainly not going to dig someone out in the running game. He's certainly not going to block. Josh Doctson does all that. And if you see on film that he's not doing that, then send him back to the sideline. But my understanding from the people I talk to is that he does all those things.
Let's go to Bill in Chantilly. Bill, why isn't Doctson playing more?
I put it all on Doctson. And I'll tell you why. If you're laying out a game plan where you're going to feature a guy as your number one receiver, and he can't do it in a practice that is basically a soft practice, if you can't do it without getting injured, you're not going to game plan to put him as your featured receiver. I mean, if you can't rely on him to finish practice, then you're not going to rely on him in the game. And, I mean, he's getting limited snaps, limited plays, and he's doing well with those. Maybe that's because that's all he can handle.
But do you have interest in finding out if he can handle more, or are you content with this situation with Terrell Pryor being ineffective and Ryan Grant giving you, four catches for 50 yards?
Terrell Pryor, I think that he should be benched. Terrell Pryor sucks, plain and simple.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it, dude. Here's the thing, Grant. I always talk about this with Cousins and other stuff. When we're working back from, hey, something isn't working. In other words, our starting point is the outside wide receivers are not productive. And really, the receiving core is not productive right now. It's the Chris Thompson, Vernon Davis show with the Redskins passing game. And Kirk Cousins has been excellent, in my humble opinion. Outside receivers aren't good. If they were killing it, if this was Ryan Grant and Terrell Pryor on pace for what Garcon and Jackson did last year, I'm not having this conversation.
Of course.
But we're all going, you can't just keep relying on bubble screens to Chris Thompson going for 75 yards on a third and 12 week in and week out. You need more from these outside guys, and that's where we're working back from.
100% agree. If Terrell Pryor was having a strong season, who cares about this?
Mm-hmm.
But the fact is they have not only been good at the wide receiver position where it's not a strength, they haven't been good enough. It's a subpar level of play. And to get where they want to go this year, they've got to get more out of the position, which is why I'm saying you've got this thing that seems to be working. You've got this guy that seems to be making the most of his chances. Maybe put a little bit more on his plate because the caller might be right. Maybe that's all he can handle. Maybe that's all he can do. How do you find that out other than trying it in a game, which is what I'm advocating for? The Beltway Blitz at noon right here on Grant and Danny is next. Teams in town you care the most about. 12-18 today. Want to get into a quarterback ranking piece that was done by the MMQB. Where did Kirk Cousins rank? And what do we think of the top five in football? They've got a couple of names in the top five who are having down seasons. So we'll talk about that. Rich Gannon at 12:30 coming up on Grant and Danny here on The Fan.
Danny Rubio here for my guys at Tedbert Ford. I love them. Got two cars from Tedbert Ford. We're a two-car family, the Hoorays are. Go see them because here's a little secret, a little industry secret for you guys, okay? 2017 model year, pretty much over. The 2018s are on the way. That means savings for you on all those 2017s. They got to go. And Tedbert Ford will make the deals the other guys can't. Go see him in Fairfax or Chantilly and see what I mean. Let me run through some of these because these are good deals. Terrific, terrific deals. The best deals. Big league deals, believe me. 2017 Fusion, just like mine, as low as $15,900 or up to $10,000 off. Focus as low as $9,900. Fiesta as low as $7,900. And how about the F-150, the big bad son of a gun? $19,999. There's your starting point. How about 0% financing? Oh, is that good, Danny? Yes, it is, radio listener. 0% financing for 72 months on Focus and Fusion. And pretty much every 2017 model in stock, 0% financing for 60 months. 5 years, man. No financing. Get this done. Go see my pals at Tedbert Ford, and please tell them Danny sent you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.